Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. Happy New Year, everybody. And this is the time when I am going to tell you what my predictions are for 2012. This is my 12th annual list of predictions. That's right. I've done this 11 years before. And if you're not familiar with my predictions, I think it's important for you to know that over the last 11 years, my accuracy rate has been 70.4%. It was actually closer to 75% until 2008 happened. And that kind of blew everybody's predictions out of the water. But nevertheless, including 2008, 7 out of 10 times I've been right. So put that in your pipe and smoke it and take that for whatever it's worth. I want to talk about things outside the United States. I've segregated my predictions, my non-U.S. predictions, and that's what I want to talk about this segment. Here's the first prediction for this segment. The European Central Bank, the ECB, which is the group that is the equivalent of our Fed, our Federal Reserve Bank, which is the U.S. Central Bank. So the European Union Central Bank, European Central Bank, ECB, its unprecedented 3-year loan to European Union banks will prevent a financial meltdown, but not a prolonged European recession. Folks, as you may know, we talked about this on the show. The Fed has two mandates. One mandate is employment. The other mandate is price stability. So they adjust their monetary practices and policies based on controlling inflation and deflation, making the price controls stable, but also getting people to work. That's one of the things that they've tried to do. They attempt to do. They don't always do that so well, but those are their rules, so to speak. The European Union, the ECB, only has had a price level, price stability mandate. No employment mandate, just price stability, because they're so afraid of inflation. So for the European Bank, the European Central Bank, to make these kinds of loans, it's the same thing as adjusting the economy, not just price stability. It's like a double mandate like the Fed. And so they're wandering into an area that they haven't been used to before. They haven't been doing before, this 3-year loan. And that's going to prevent. The good news is the 2008 financial meltdown is probably not going to happen, at least not right now, because of this. But it's basically going to prolong the recovery, which means that they're basically pretty close to, if not already, in a recession over there. They're going to be in that for a while, and so that's going to affect our business here in the United States. It will definitely impact our performance here in the United States. That's the first resolution. Second resolution: Iraq will prove unworthy of the precious price paid for its self-determination. This is the one thing, if you remember, I said this years ago, 4 or 5 years ago or more. I said, Iraq, we paid a precious price, a dear price, to give you self-determination. Earn this. Earn what has been paid for you. I'm not sure. I'm concerned. And I'm now predicting that they will prove unworthy of that price. I hope I'm wrong. I pray to God that I have missed this prediction. I hope this doesn't work out like that. And we need Iraq to be a peaceful country, a democratically based, not U.S. democracy, whatever form of democracy they have, over there is fine with me. It's got to be like that. And that means Iran has to stay out of. We have to keep Iran out of Iraq. And that's going to be the hard part. Here's, which brings me to my next prediction. Iran will hold U.S. markets, U.S. oil markets, hostage against threats to its nuclear plans. Look for them to continue to threaten to block the Straits of Hormuz, to stir things up over there, which will cause oil speculators to bid the price of oil up. And so I'm looking for oil prices to be higher in 2012. I'm looking for oil prices to be higher because Iran is going to be, this is the year, folks, that Iran will either have a nuclear weapon or will stop them from having a nuclear weapon, and that will have an impact on the price of oil. 20 till, when I come back, small business resolutions and jobs too. 20 till, stay with us. She was a bebop baby on a hard day's night.
She was hanging on Johnny, he was holding. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.